Big Show. As local as Steve Brax and Peter Blackburn. 3BA, more Ballarat.
Time to venture down the Western Freeway into lockdown Melbourne for the Big Show Entertainment Report. Jaden Forster, good morning to you, my friend.
G'day, PT.
How are you? You going okay?
I am indeed. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for asking. One of the world's great comedians, not so well. We'll get to that topic shortly. But first, are we finally going to see some new music from ABBA, Jaden Forster?
Well, it seems that we are going to get new music from ABBA. Next Friday night, September 2 is the day. People can pop that one in the diary or circle the date on the calendar, because that is when we're hearing that one of two songs that they have recorded about 3 years ago is going to drop. One of them is a ballad, one of them is an upbeat style number. So we don't know exactly which one we are going to get at this point. The Sun newspaper in the UK was reporting that yesterday. That was yesterday morning. And then overnight, they have actually put up a very cryptic and vague post on their social media accounts, just with a little photo and the captions saying, join us on September 2, along with the hashtag ABBA Voyage. So that's nice and vague, but it does seem that new music is on the way. And so is that long-awaited hologram tour, the Avatar tour that we've been hearing so much about over the last 3 years. So they're definitely venturing into the modern times and reinventing themselves. And I don't know if you know this or not, PT, but they're actually also on TikTok now.
Really?
Yes, they're really moving with the times.
Nice. And they're very patient people to have new music in the can for 3 years and not get it out to the public. That's patience personified right there. A number of years ago, I got to see at Hamer Hall in Melbourne one of our great comedians, one of the world's great comedians, Billy Connolly. Funny, funny man, but sadly he's not been well. What's the update, Jaden?
Yes, well, he has Parkinson's disease, as a lot of people will know. He was diagnosed with that one back in, I think it was 2013 or 2014, and he hasn't done any stand-up comedy since about 2018, but does still do a lot of TV stuff. He's got a series coming out sort of reflecting on his life and career, and earlier this week he was actually honoured with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Edinburgh Film Festival, and when he accepted that award, he did a bit of a sit-down style interview from home with his wife, and he basically admitted that it is taking a toll on him emotionally, and now the challenge is more or less becoming physical. But for everybody who's wondering, it's not really at the point of being debilitating or extreme in any way, but look, the early signs are definitely there. His hand jumps around from time to time when he's talking and things like that, so quite obvious that the signs are there and it is moving into that physical domain. But he has made it clear that he's sort of just taking it very much day by day and as the challenges come. So still doing reasonably well.
Yeah, great to hear too. And what a great man, great comedian, that is for sure. To wrap it up this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. We've been hearing in the last 24, 48 hours or so about some legal dramas for Nirvana.
Yes, I'd be surprised if this one makes it to the courtroom, to be honest with you. There's some points popping up that are sort of raising red flags in my mind. But long story short, for anybody who hasn't heard, this one involves the naked baby that featured on the cover of the band's album from 1991, the Nevermind album. And that particular baby is now all grown up. He's 30 years of age, and he's now suing the band and Kurt Cobain's estate for hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages over apparent lifelong suffering that he's experienced as a result of his parents not giving consent for them to use that image. And also the band allegedly, he says, promised to cover up his genitals. But obviously, as we know from the album cover, that didn't happen. So he appears now, he's actually been quite, seems to have been quite all right with it in the past. He's recreated the cover about 5 years ago and has almost been lavishing sort of in the moment. But now he's upset and he wants them to cough up the cash.
Yep, I got a funny feeling in this particular case, Jaden Forster, that it's all about the cash and he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed. You have a great week. Take care of yourself, Jaden Forster, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, PT. Have a good one.